late, so you don't have this long ass podcast episode.
It's all good. I feel like I don't have that long because I just think people don't want to listen for a long time, but people are like, no, like people like to listen to long podcasts. I'm like, oh, all right. So let's see what we bring today.
Yeah, let's see. Let me get my water. Hold on.
Sure.
All right, we're good.
Okay, so today we'll be getting into it with Terrence Lomax. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he is a brand marketing strategist with his own agency called Journey. And from what I understand, it's all about helping businesses, whether it's web development, video strategy, and basically any digital way possible. So in the past, he's done video production and currently still doing that as well, just in a different way. But I'm excited to hear what he has to say today. Welcome, Terrence.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Do you want to start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I mean, me personally or the company?
You.
I grew up in Boston, Mass. Been here. I travel a good amount. Got into film work and video work when I was, probably 16, 17. So it's been a long time now, over a decade. I went to school for marketing, communications. Started doing entrepreneurship work at that time. I was selling cell phones back at the time where, no one had one. So that was how I kind of started my entrepreneurial journey at an all commission-based sales job. So, that ended. I graduated from college right when it was like a recession. So, there wasn't a lot of opportunities like back in 2008. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a lot of opportunity. I mean, people thought like because of the real estate market crash that like the whole economy was going to end. So I took that time instead to start a music. First it was a music DVD, then it was a music magazine, and I got to work with a ton of awesome artists, like specifically in the hip hop and R&B realm. A lot of big names, now that at the time were kind of brand new. Big Sean, Wale, Wiz Khalifa, Currency. Even had the chance to meet Nas and Jay-Z a couple of times as well. So yeah, that was like a whole nother life. And then that pivoted into video, me having a media production company that did a ton of music video work for about 3 to 4 years. And then after that, so I pivoted into digital marketing and advertising. And I guess that's the fast story of how we got here today,
Yes. So Journey, yeah. Congratulations. You've had it for 4 years, right?
Yeah, I think it's like 3 or 4. I got to get the date on like when it started, because it wasn't like a big rollout with like a, you snip the ribbon and like, all right, we're open for business. So it's kind of like this like hodgepodge of ending my old production company thing forward and moving into this marketing agency Journey. So yeah, I would say 3 years. That's good.
That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit more about Journey?
Yeah, sure. So Journey was started out of a need that I saw when working with actually at the time it was like hospitality businesses. Like at the time specifically it was wine shops. I was just seeing how these businesses that were established but a little older, when they thought of film production or media or video production, they really thought about just like an explainer video. Like, okay, I'll tell you about my story and like how I built it. And then they would slap it on their website and like run away. And for me, I was in the social media space heavy as far as like just using it. And I had the film background and I was getting into learning about digital marketing. I was like, okay, there's a disconnect here between the brand and the strategy behind this, because they didn't even see themselves as a brand. They're just like, I'm a wine shop. I have a boutique clothing store. They didn't really think about themselves like a Nike or a Starbucks, right? They were just like, I am a local blah, 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 blah.
Their potential.
And I'm like, no, you're not. And I saw how social media was about to, I like the word democratize, open it all up so that now everybody could be global if they want to. You could be in Kalamazoo and be selling, your toothbrushes or whatever it may be to someone in New York, right? You couldn't do that before because everything was local. So I was like, okay, cool. To digital, internet, video, nobody's put this together specifically for smaller companies, you know what I mean? Now, big brands have always had this. Nike, Google, they have this. They have film production teams and brand strategists and people that can drive them customers online digitally. But for the smaller guys, they didn't have that. So that's really the mission of Journey. Journey comes from the name respecting the buyer's journey, because at that time I didn't feel, and the journey, and the, well, two things. First off, the respecting the buyer's journey, because I felt that a lot of the smaller businesses, whether it just be like they just didn't know it, they didn't know that they were disrespecting the buyer's journey by only showing up to the client in their face, especially in the digital space, and being like, hey, I have toothbrushes, buy my I have wine, buy my wine. There was no relationship building, because it was all based in like 50s Mad Men advertising, where it was like, you know, this like 30-second ad and then people fly to your store. It just doesn't happen like that in the digital space. So it's about respecting the buyer's journey. And the second part is me explaining or understanding that these businesses need to provide a journey of education for their client, for their prospective client, for that client to know, like, trust them and to buy from them. So the journey is twofold. There's for the buyer's journey and then their journey of like, let's get all that expertise that you have about wine or whatever it may be out of you, if you're a real estate agent, etc., and let's put it into sizable chunks and let's deliver that to your audience. And let that be the marketing that drives you forward. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. And even like, it's important to have that relationship with your clients in order to understand their journey. So that's definitely key. But what would you say is like one of the most common approaches for finding new business? So different clients.
For Journey or for the client, like the clients.
For Journey.
For us?
Yeah.
How do we find new business?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first off, I would say that we build growth engines online. So we're using a combination of brand strategy and then the video or vlog series specifically, and then digital advertising like social Facebook ads to drive in leads with offers and, you know, like maybe it'd be a webinar or a checklist or a guide. So number one, I'm going to have to say using us for us. Mm-hmm. So that's a lead source as well, basically like a campaign for, like we would do for a client, but doing for us.
Right.
Number two, I would say definitely doing good work, really good work, and then using the client as the referral for another client in that network. So if it was like a private school, because we've done work with a private school, reaching out to a private school and letting them know, hey, you can talk to this private school and let them know what we did. Kind of referral, but not waiting on the client to then go run around and tell people about you, because they're probably not going to do that in the time frame that you want it to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. It's like taking them as like a way of authenticity. Like you're like go check out to see who we've worked with before. Like they'll tell you themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like I'm gonna tell you what we're about, but I'm also tell you we've done this in your vertical, your industry, and we also, I'll point you right in the direction of the person. You can talk to them, and they have no problem doing that. So that's definitely. But again, you had to do good work. If you didn't do the good work, then they're not gonna want to talk about you, and you're not gonna want them to talk about you. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So earlier you mentioned that you worked with some names in the hip hop industry, and I'm like, oh, I wonder who he actually liked when he was working with them. Because, you know, like celebrities can be like so like, you know, bougie and just like don't talk to me. So like, who would you say was your favorite or most memorable person to work with?
That's a great question. You know, I will preface this by saying that artists are humans, and at the end of the day, you might just be meeting them on a bad day. You know, I was like, my favorite artist at that time was Lupe Fiasco, and I finally, he was actually one of the first artists that we interviewed, and I was just like so excited, and he was just having a bad day. You know what I mean? Like, he did what he was supposed to do for the interview, but I thought it was going to be like this big like relationship started, and it was just kind of like, it just wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be fair, he had just done like two shows back to back, so you know, that was that. But I would say the ones I got to spend the most time with, I kind of felt were the best as far as, you know, like building a relationship with. And that was, I spent a good amount of time with Questlove, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That interview was 45 minutes long. And that was my first actual interview with an artist. So it was crazy.
Wow.
But that was really, he was so down to earth and so cool. And then I do remember Big Sean. I mean, it's funny because his album just launched today, but he just got signed to Kanye. And we just chilled, man. I remember we did the interview. We were just like up in his hotel suite, was talking. He was talking about, and he was fresh. He didn't even have an album yet. He just had a mixtape. But he was a really, really down-to-earth person. We continued talking for a little bit after that as well. So, yeah, I think those two, if I'm, so it feels like it was a lifetime ago, but definitely them and then Common as well. Common was really, really cool as well.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Common before. Like, he's really tall. Like, I just saw him in church one day. That's about it. I'm like, oh, is that Common?
He's what you see is what you get. You know, I think that's the thing. Like, what you hear on the music is what you're getting in.
Yeah.
And, person, he's a really, really cool dude, you know.
Did you ever see Kid Cudi? It's really random, but today I was watching a TED Talk, and this guy comes on the stage. I'm like, is that Kid Cudi? But he was going by his real name, which I can't remember. But I'm like, wait,
I think Scott Muscadie.
Scott Muscadie. Yeah. So you've met with him too. I don't like that just rang a bell because I'm like, I feel like he would align with the people you've met with.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how did you know that? Like,
no, I just guessed.
Got when he worked with him. So funny story about that. I know this is crazy. We're going. This is like not about marketing at all. But it is. Yeah. So long story short, we've realized when we had the music magazine, the fastest way to get artists on to do interviews and to do video interviews and so forth at that time was to just go to these conventions, like which is called Magic. Magic was I don't know if it's still around, but it was a fashion convention. Because we're like, oh, all the artists are in one place. You know what I mean? Once you get into the building, they're just all there with other brands and you know, LRG and all these other, you know, clothing brands. They're there at the time. So
ice cream.
He was there, and I didn't expect to meet him. But I just saw him. And I kind of just ran up on him. But that time, I would just run up on dudes and be like, hey, I got this magazine. Can you want to be a part of it? And he was so recluse. Like, I could tell it was... it makes sense now because, like, you know, his brand's kind of like lonely stoner, but at the time he was just so quiet, and like he was just like, you could tell he was like not used to fame. And funny story, he was like, cool, I'll do the interview with you, etc. We were supposed to do it the next day. At the time, he had his first hit, which was Day and Night out. I was like, Day and Night, I'm not singing, so he was supposed to do it the next day. And the next day, I was talking to his manager, and he was like, yeah, Kanye called him and flew him out to, at the time, 106 in Park, to introduce him to the world. So that was it.
Wow.
If you look up on like YouTube, like Kanye introduces Kid Cudi on 106 in Park, and they premiered the Day and Night video. The day before was the day I met him. So after that, I never saw him again. He was cool. He was just like so shy because it was all so new for him.
Yeah, throwback to 106 and Park, but let's not go down that route.
We'll
be talking about media all day, which I guess relates to marketing. We could tie it in. But talking more about marketing, what advice or tips would you give to someone looking to get into marketing?
I think the marketing world is so big. It's so many different levels. I think it's really thinking about what you want to get out of it. The way I see it, the world, you know, there's content, there's design and graphic, there's copywriting, there's the automation side, which is like the technical side, there's the advertising side. First of all, I think the first thing is to have a clear understanding on the difference between marketing, branding, and advertising. I think people say they want to get into one or all, but they're all related, but they're all very, very different. The agencies around them are all very, very different. So I think, understand, do you want to be in marketing? Do you want to be in branding? Or do you want to be in advertising? Then I would say, you know, understanding the vertical that you want to get in and the size of the company you want to work for. You know, I know people who came into the marketing game and they thought, you know, like, I'm going to work for this big agency. And then they got in there and realized they felt like a cog in the system. You know what I mean? So, and then they left. So, you know, they were happy because they were working on big brands like Adidas, but then it was like, I'm just, nobody cares about the work I do. I don't feel any impact. I'm just one little piece of the machine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great way to break it down. And I feel like I fit into that category because at first I was like, yeah, I want to do marketing. But now I'm like, I want to do copywriting. And copywriters are always partnered with ad directors, which is in advertising. So I'm like, so now is copywriting in advertising?
Copywriting has always been in advertising, in my opinion. Copywriting is funny you say that. If I told anybody what is if anybody asks me what is the most valuable skill in marketing, I would say it's actually copywriting. Mm-hmm. People in the film work we do, a lot of the time that I spend is actually hours and hours and hours on aligning the brand in their expertise to copywriting. Like, mm-hmm. what do you, because anything that you see on video was written at first on paper. So copy is the, it's kind of like the holy grail. Like from there, you step off onto all this cute, other crazy stuff, ad and videos and Super Bowl ads and all, and you know, video series and vlogs and YouTube, but all that starts for the really good copywriting, you know?
Yeah, totally agree. Mm-hmm. The more I learn about copywriting, I realize that it's really like the core thing, especially on websites. People are going to go to your website based on what they're reading, not based on the visuals. Like if it can, if what you say attracts them, then they're going to keep scrolling. So.
Yeah. And then a good way to think about it is you can have the most beautiful site, but if it doesn't say anything, like no words at all, it's going to, no matter how beautiful it is, like a picture, like it's great, but you're not going to sell anything until you speak. Right. So, and on the flip side, if you wrote something in email and it was the exact right words to the right person, you would sell all day long. There are people who just sell off text messages and email.
Right.
No visual, nothing, because that's how powerful the word is if you can get the word right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's been great, Terrence. Thank you so much for this conversation. Do you have any last words you want to share?
I think if you're a professional service, I just urge them to, like, meaning a real estate agent, chiropractor, personal trainer, coach, consultant, I just urge you to start thinking like a brand, you know what I mean? And not just do your service and go, well, I'm a local XYZ, I'm a local XYZ. Start thinking like, how do I become the Nike of my space, which makes me irreplaceable? How do I build relationships to the point where I have loyalty for people and they just won't leave me if something is closer to them, like in proximity, right? So that's kind of the message that I'm always pushing is that's going to be necessary. That is necessary today versus 20 years ago. Whereas before it was like nice to have, now it's a must have because there's too much competition in any industry and it's the barrier to entry to get in is so easy, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Terrence. This has been great. Do you want to share where people can follow you and find out more about Journey?
Yeah. We actually just started the YouTube page, which is right now it's under my name. So TerrenceLom as in Mary AX. I'm also the same on Instagram, but for that content, you probably want to get it from at journey.co. So at JOURNI. .co, and we're always putting out helpful content, for, again, professional services that are looking to scale their business and their brand.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Terrence. I'm looking forward to learning more about your journey, no pun intended. So I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So that concludes another episode of Marketing Maze. I hope you all enjoyed. Please do subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a bunch of other platforms that Anchor is providing. So I think it's on 7 different platforms. So whatever you choose, I hope that you subscribe, review, and let me know what you think. Enjoy the rest of your day, people. Bye.